ideas. Jason Fried, who is not that popular of a guy right now, but Jason Fried, who I've always respected. I actually believe I have a few bits of content that shouts out to Jason Fried that unpacks some of his thoughts on culture and leadership and team structure and things like that. But ideation is something that Jason Fried talked a lot about this morning in my my morning studies. I want to share some thoughts and perspectives that I think will be helpful to you guys. He says something that I really believed in and trusted. He said, I don't think I'm the type of executor from a workflow perspective, from an execution perspective, that can individually take an idea or a task and go A to Z and complete. I think I'm a starter. I think that I bring a lot of value to being a starter. And I think I over-index on collaboration and teams. And I found that to be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly interesting. Not because that's such a amazing or interesting or complex or dynamic statement that I've never heard before, but I want to connect it to a lot of things that I think impacts the applicant or the employee and the leader and the org. When you're working with someone that you're trying to bring into your organization, I believe it's incredibly important to genuinely understand how they work from a workflow perspective, from a getting something completed and done perspective, and who they need around them, with them to do that. I believe that's a really good idea. Now, the elements within that good idea vary because it really is connected to the role that you're hiring for. And you as the employer, you need to know, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, you need to know what your ideals, what your perspectives, what your desires are around this person coming into your organization, executing a task or an idea or a workflow. So I'll give you a beautiful example. If you're trying to bring in someone on the marketing team and they have copywriting ability, are you bringing them on and do you have certain projects, let's say over the first 90 days, where just because of bandwidth? Sorry about that, guys. A little bit of a wonky internet connection. Let's jump back into the show. So as I was saying, whether it's your ideals, your perspectives, the operational bandwidth that you may or may not have. Maybe let's just say when it comes to all of the projects over the first 180 days for this particular role, you need this individual to do everything A to Z. Take existing tasks and complete them without anyone around them or with them. Conduct new ideas and ideation overlooking certain components of the org and execute them A to Z without anyone else's collaboration or support. And you need them to do this in a certain timely fashion. And you do not have, outside of a quick meeting or conversation, the bandwidth within collaborating teams. And when I say collaborating teams, I just mean fellow teams around you. And within that individual that you're hiring's direct report, aka the supervisor, you don't have any real tangible support to really help them out. Let's just say that is the reality. I believe it is incredibly important to articulate that. And here's why. Because if you do not articulate that, you may be bringing someone into your organization that is looking for something completely different. You may be bringing in a Jason Fried. You may be bringing in an Anthony Vaughn. These are two guys that are great at ideation or great at starting a task, but they thrive off, they live off. It actually will behoove the brand if they have collaboration and support on these things. They quite literally are not the best human beings in the world to be that individual contributor. And I still believe individual contributors can be a 30%, 40%, 50% executor handoff. I believe it's about working out the workflow structure. I believe it's about understanding the workflow structure. I believe it's about understanding the workflow structure that you currently have at a real level and being honest with yourself as an employer, and then doing the same courtesy and the same empathy and the same curiosity to understand who you're bringing in at the applicant level and what their skills are and how they will go about these things. And so I just wanted to share this because I think it's incredibly important, because too many organizations today are not taking this particular piece seriously, in my personal opinion. I believe they're bringing in folks that are jumping on teams, jumping into roles, jumping into deliverables, and the way the organization wants that deliverable to get executed based off of the bandwidth, based off of the way they see or like the deliverable to get executed, based off of, again, like, I'll give you another perfect example. I was with a company before the pandemic, and I was working on a people strategy, and the CEO literally wanted me to work on this strategy alone. And it was because due to the operational bandwidth, there were other pressing tasks and executions that the COO was working on. And when I tried to jump in and take some of the COO's time, it took the COO away from things that the CEO wanted the COO to work on. But that wasn't my workflow style. I made it very clear. I don't work best that way. I'm not the best person to do it this way. And I was very clear about that. And then the CEO looked at me as if I was less than or not competent or I wasn't bringing value to the overall organization and the project, when there was just a miscommunication on work styles, workflows, ideals, operational bandwidth, etc. And so the punchline is this: figure out this shit. Take your time and understand this stuff as the employer for yourself and who you're bringing into your org. I'll keep it simple.